Welcome to No Loitering in the Corridor. If you're often delayed or even interrupted by people clogging the hallway, this is the radio program for you. Hello, this is Simon Wellington Bottom for the No Loitering in the Corridor Foundation. For years, my progress was impeded by blokes loitering in the corridor. So I created the first ever foundation for people against loitering in the corridor. In 1734, the first ever reported instance of loitering in the corridor was recorded. Since then, people have had to adjust their walking rhythm and hold their contempt. This is West Manchester's longest-running, long-form public affairs service broadcast. Now get out of the hallway, because for the next 7 hours, there is no loitering in the corridor. Hello, welcome to No Loitering in the Corridor. You're our first caller of the show.
Hello, cheerio, mate. My name is Rufus Macchio. I'm here to talk to you about things that make me be proud of where I'm from since the signing of the Magna Carta and the Mason-Dixon line.
And, lots of people get stuck in the corridor, but I understand you're calling because that's not the only place which one's progress can be impeded. You are currently stuck somewhere else at the moment.
I am stuck in the middle of a long bridge, and it has a troll underneath it. A troll I would like to call by the name of Lou Ferrigno. When you're loitering in the corridor, you can take that philosophy and let that message also work in life. Don't loiter the corridor. You know, if you're stuck on a bridge with Lou Ferrigno, you can look at Lou Ferrigno and say, hey, I've always wanted to say this. Have it thee, Hulk. Have it thee. Down with thee, Hulk, incredible one. You shall not loiter in my corridor. Get off my bridge, if you will. I am Rufus Redmayne. The red-bearded and white-clawed Rufus Redmayne is my name. And Lou Ferrigno, have it thee, Hulk.
Rufus, is there a toll on your bridge corridor? Are they charging 2 pence? How much is it today?
The only charge I recommend is the opening first season of Knight Rider.
That is a rather heavy price, sir.
A very good American drama starring a very good, jolly good chap of mine by the name of David, who likes to wear leather, whose nemesis goes by the name of Carr. K-A-R. What does that stand for?
That's an unusual spelling for an automobile.
If Knight Rider and his arch-villain Carr were on a bridge together, and Knight Rider, you know, wanted to say, Kit said, I don't want you to loiter in my corridor.
Right.
Who would win?
I think Knight Rider would win if he has the has the laser protective shielding on his window glass.
Yes, but that stands true, my friends. Anytime you're out there and the darkness is coming at you and the ghouls and the goblins are trying to loiter in your corridor, just remember what my good pal Hasselhoff would say, and that's, have it thee, Incredible Hulk! Have it thee, Lou Ferrigno!
Bravo! Bravo, Rufus. Now, I understand this is not the only time your progress has been impeded. I understand in 1970-06, your progress was impeded by people loitering in the vestibule. Is that correct, sir?
My vestibule, which I would like to call my McMansion, was definitely violated by several gentlemen. You may know them by the names. They were American gentlemen as well. One of their names was Scott Baio, my nemesis.
You might remember Scott Baio from Charles in Charge and Happy Days, and now he's loitering in the vestibule.
To which I said, Mr. Baio, how dare you? Go into my vestibule. Oh, who is that with you? It looks like Joni is there with you. You are not Chachi, my sir. Have a seat, Scott Baio. You are not in charge of my vestibule.
Well, thank you for calling in today, Rufus.
Rufus Redmayne, never let anyone loiter in your corridor. Keep things running. Cheerio, democracy, manifest.
Bravo, bravo. We'll be back with more loitering in the corridor after this word from the BBC Three.
Keep it British!